father abroad. It is only after he has fairly arrived and settled down in his chosen corner that the invalid begins to understand the change that has befallen him. Everything about him is as he had remembered or as he had anticipated. Here, at his feet, under his eyes, are the olive gardens and the blue sea. Nothing can change the eternal magnificence of form of the naked Alps behind Mentone. Nothing, not even the crude curves of the railway, can utterly deform the suavity of the contour of one bay after another along the whole reach of the Riviera. And of all of this, he has only a cold head knowledge that is divorced from enjoyment. He recognizes with this intelligence that this thing and that thing is beautiful, while in his heart of hearts he has to confess that it is not beautiful for him. It is in vain that he spurs his discouraged spirit, in vain that he chooses out points of view, and stands there, looking with all his eyes and waiting for some return of pleasure that he remembers in other days, as the sick folk may have awaited the coming of the angel at the pool of Bethesda. He is like an enthusiast, leading about him with a stolid, indifferent tourist. There is someone by whom he is out of sympathy with the scene, and is not moved up to the measure of the occasion, and that someone is himself.